And then that little place over to the right of the dash, dashboard where you might put maps. And
glove compartment.
Okay. these are tough ones. what might you wrap around a map to keep it rolled up? I've got some here.
You mean put a rubber band around it?
Okay, sure. Have you ever heard anybody call them anything else other than a rubber band?
I don't believe so.
Okay. What might you call one of these hickeys here?
A paper clip or a gym clip.
Okay. That's the first time I run into you, you call them a gym clip.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Where might you put your spare tire in your car?
Well, most of them carry them in the trunk.
Okay. And then the thing that you step on to get your car moving.
The accelerator, you mean, or the starter?
Well, you're getting behind before my time. what was the starter? What is that?
Well, of course, the starter, you turn with your key now, but originally it was on the floor. You step on it down there, you know. And then they had finally came out with one that was attached to the accelerator. You step on the step on it at first, and then they had one that was on the steering wheel, and then after that put on the key. They had the key on the dashboard first. You turn it over there, and then now they have it on the steering wheel, of course.
I've seen in army trucks they've got just a starter switch, I guess it is. And you push that and it'll crank it, they don't even have a key. How would you shift gears in a car without an automatic transmission?
How would you shift them? You mean the procedure?
Well, what would you call the things that you shift with?
Well, it's a gear shift.
Okay. Are there different kinds of gear shifts? As in the placement of them and how many gears they have?
Oh, certainly so.
Okay.
A standard car had three forwards and one reverse. And then trucks have innumerable gears, you know, up to 10 or 12 gears forward. But the cars always had reverse and first, second, and high.
Were they always like on the floor or on the column? What would you call it if they were on the floor?
Well, they call them not four on the floor. But when they were in their heyday, they were not called that. They were just your gear shift then.
Mm-hmm. How if it was on the underneath the steering wheel?
Well, it's on the steering column, that's all.
Oh, okay.
I've had them that way too.
Really?
What
kind of, I'm almost afraid to ask, what kind of car was this?
Well, I think that was a Chevy, about the 1950 model, I think. Had it on the steering wheel.
Oh,
on the steering post, rather.
Okay. If you were driving in a residential section, what would you call those kind of humps in the road that they put there to break your shocks and slow you down?
Can't think of the name of it.
Would you call them speed breakers or speed humps? Or
I don't know. Or a speed deterrent or something. I don't know. I don't know that I've ever called it. I just knew it was there.
You ever hit one? You get on pretty fast.
Well, not too fast.
It's got a lot of other names when you hit them.
Oh, boy.
What kinds of cars and trucks and aircraft are used by the fire and the police department?
What kinds?
Yeah, just general description of them.
Well, by the police department first?
Okay.
Is that who you say? Well, they use cars that they call them cruisers. Mostly standard makes of cars. Maybe they're souped up to go faster or something. But, that's generally the kind of cars they use.